Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
We're here with AKA Beta Omega Oral History Project. Today is Saturday, June the 21st, 2025, and my name is Pamela Peppers. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. I'm here with Sarah Rachel Williamson, a golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title golden means Rachel has met 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We're here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Sarah Rachel, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Washington, Arkansas. That's a small town. I guess the most famous thing around is that Bill Clinton came out of Hope, Arkansas, which is about 14 miles from there.
Great. Tell us about your family growing up. What are your parents' names? Do you have siblings, spouse? Give us a little information, please.
I am the last member of a blended family. My mother and father had two children together, a son and a daughter. My father had four older children when he married my mother, and their mother had passed away. They were raised by their grandmother. The baby in the other family was 17 years old when I was born. So when I say the last of a blended family, it truly was that. But because we did have a strong family ties, our family stayed together as a unit, although not living in the same household, probably at no time. But it was. My father's name was Walter Williamson. My mother's name was Gladys Williamson. I had, as I said, five other siblings, two sisters, Velma Brown, Clovis Long, three brothers, Charles, Chester, and Shannon. I do not have a spouse. I've never been married.
Okay.
And well, I don't have children.
You don't have children. Okay. What is your occupation?
I am retired now. That's my occupation. But anyway, I was a special educator by training. And I worked 32 years in the Kansas City, Missouri School District in various capacities of the special education program. Those were very fulfilling years. When I retired, I had retired because my mother had lived to be 99, and I decided to go home and take care of her. So it was with mixed emotions that I retired. However, after retirement, my mother passed away about 6 months later, and my church had a daycare. And we joked about my pastor could talk a coon down a tree. So he talked me into becoming director at that daycare. And I did that for 11 additional years.
Great. What college did you attend, Sarah?
I attended Philander Smith College in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's a historical black college under the United Methodist Church. I graduated in 1969.
What was your major?
My major was elementary education with special education as a minor.
Great, great. When did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
After going to college without a made-up mind, saying I was going to be a Delta. By the time I reached my sophomore year, I knew that my friends were all AKAs. So in 66, 67, I decided that Alpha Kappa Alpha was the way for me. And I actually was initiated in 1968.
Great. What offices or titles have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha, Sarah?
I did not hold any office as an undergrad in that when I, it's almost as soon as I went over the next semester I graduated. But here in Beta Omega, I served out a term as anti-bachelors. I was the treasurer, and that term was served out because someone had resigned and the anti-bachelors moved up, so I took her place. I did not run anti-bachelors after that, but I also served as treasurer, financial secretary, and hostess chairperson.
Great, great. Sarah Rachel, how has AKA impacted your life?
AKA enriched my life by allowing me to meet a variety of people and also to combine with other women with like mind to do service for the community.
Sarah Rachel, how did AKA influence your career, or what influences has it had on your career?
You know, I can't really reflect on any influence that it had on my career. I did not use, for most part, my Alpha Kappa Alpha years have been social and service, and I did not utilize it as any avenue for gaining in my career. But it was, you know, it was known that I was an AKA woman, and
right.
I hope that influenced some others to be, to become AKA women.
Thank you, Sarah Rachel. What was your most memorable AKA moment that you would like to share?
You know, I was reflecting on this in the car, and I there are many. Other than the night that I went over, that I was initiated, and during that time, even the initiation period, which is a strong bonding period, I think I enjoyed the L.A. Boule more than any other activity that I went to. But, of course, we had some good times at regional, so that's the reason I said I was reflecting. So it's hard to just narrow it down to one.
Thank you. Sarah Rachel, what have been some your contributions to community service, career, or volunteer service?
I have worked with Dare Ball, which is an activity that sponsors young women as they prepare to graduate from high school. I have worked in soup kitchens. We did one for about 25 years, and I have also worked with voter registration, and that's where I am. Voter registration, voter education is my primary focus at this point.
Yes. How have you impacted the lives of others through your service with AKA?
Well, I do hope that as others see me, and as I said, I do voter registration. I do it at various locations. And even with the young people, and I also served with activities that are focused on young women and their development, a SIN, a CAL. And CAL was one of the, I think, most memorable activities that I participated in. It was a program designed in connection with another group of young women, and it afforded us the opportunity to, it was focused on young women young girls whose parents had become mothers as teenagers. And the CAL acronym was Choices Affect Life. And we met with them for a number of weeks. And in that, we did games with them. We tried to do critical thinking skills as they developed. And then we also did the sex education part of it, the section on STDs, including the section on STDs. So I do hope that had an impact on the number on the young women that we provided it for. I also, as in doing voter registration education, we tried to provide the community with information on upcoming elections. We do not tell them how to vote. We just provide them information on what's coming up, and hopefully they become aware of and will research more to see which way they want to vote.
Thank you. Sarah Rachel, what do you like most about being an AKA?
Well, I enjoy the fellowship with the sisters. I also enjoy the opportunity to do community service in a group. You know, there's more impact when you do it as a group rather than as an individual. And that's, I think, one of the most powerful things for me.
Well, thank you. What is a great AKA story that you might like to share?
I think one is having an opportunity to be a hostess at a national convention. We had one of our older one of our senior sorors. At that time, I was young, and we had the opportunity to serve as ushers at a national presidential convention.
Soror Rachel, what advice do you have for sorors just starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I would advise any young soror starting out to be yourself. Let your opinion be your opinion. Always stand for what you believe, and hopefully it is the right thing. And also give as much service as you can, but do not overwhelm yourself. And just know that it's a group effort, and you don't have to do it all.
Soror, what do you want sorors to remember about you?
You know, that I was a Christian, and I'm going to stop there.
Soror Rachel, is there anything else you would like to share?
No, I think that's it, Soror Pam.
Thank you, Soror Rachel Williamson, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Rachel Williamson, dated June the 21st, 2025, at Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri. Thank you.